Flint by Paul Eddy. Copyright 2000 by Grace and Favor Productions. Read by Fiacra Douglas. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Flint. 1. Grace Flint has a device smaller than a packet of cigarettes that she can hide in your car, or on your boat or plane, even if it suits her, in your briefcase, that will track your precise location for the next 6 months, unless the batteries give out or the satellite goes on the blink. Grace Flint has a microphone the size of a shirt button connected to a transmitter as thin as a credit card that will relay any foolish admissions you might make to her from around the corner, or across the city, or from just about any place on Earth. Unless the lower atmosphere is dirty, or the transmitter spikes, or something else goes wrong. Things that the tech boys don't like to talk about. Even when the technology works, it can be totally irrelevant. Grace Flint is in the stairwell of a multi-story parking garage in Belgravia, with the microphone taped to her underside of her left breast and the transmitter high up inside her left thigh, secure in the knowledge that the backup teams are only yards away, listening to every word, waiting for the first sign of trouble, unaware that between her and them is a 3-inch-thick steel door installed by the right-thinking management of the garage to deter theft and vandalism at night, but which, on this particular day, someone has neglected to unlock. "I don't want to talk to your friends," says Frank Harling to Clayton Buller, apropos of nothing. "Know who they are? They're the law." "Watch their eyes," the instructors at Hendon used to say. "Don't listen to what they're saying, because they're lying, just like you're lying. Watch their eyes."